I was sexually abused.
I was raped.
I started using drugs at the age of 15.
I was molested as a child.
I was an alcoholic.
I tried meth for the first time at 12.
I was a compulsive alcoholic.
I lost my kidney smoking crack.
Hi, welcome to Her Addiction Podcast. This is Pastor Rachel Young. Excited to talk to y'all today about something that happened to me not too long ago that just really displays the love of Jesus. Every time I have experiences like this, I'm just reminded again of how amazing He is and how merciful and how loving and just how fatherly He is. It's just very overwhelming. So I recently had the opportunity to go share my testimony to a group of 75 to 100 women at LCIW. Most were violent offenders. It was a victims awareness event about giving a voice to victims and trying to create empathy in those who have victimized people. Well, many, many times, obviously, a lot of times, those women that become victims were victimized. I mean, obviously, not all of them, but most people are products of, you know, their home life. And a lot of people end up in prison because they had a bad home life. Not that it gives an excuse to obviously hurt other people, but that's what happens, unfortunately. And you become what you behold a lot of times. So when you're raised in that type of environment, you become the very thing that you hate. And really, at the end of the day, we're all sinners who need a Savior, right? So part of my story is I was actually an addict for 25 years, had a major suicide attempt. When I was 24, I put a hole in my chest with a 9mm. By the grace of God, I didn't die. I didn't know the Lord. I fell back into addiction for another 13 years and ended up in jail. And when I was in jail, some women came through the prison ministry and began to minister to me, told me about Mary's Song, and I said yes, came here almost 12 years ago, and met Christ and was radically transformed and never went back. And so a few years ago, prior to COVID, I had the opportunity to become a chaplain at GPCC. So I experienced going back in and encountering, you know, going back in where Jesus found me and sharing that love with other women. It was just super profound. Wasn't the same jail, but it's the same, you know. So anyways, as I was saying, I had the opportunity to go share my testimony at the prison, LCIW, which is one of the biggest, I think it might be the largest women's prison in Louisiana. It's formerly St. Gabriel. They're just literally in a different building right now. So as I was saying, I had about 15 to 20 minutes with them, shared my testimony and shared the gospel, invited them to ask the Lord into their heart. Well, while I was standing up there, they were so hungry. Sometimes when you're sharing and people aren't really interested, it's almost like chipping away at granite, like trying to get movement. But this was like, these women were like just sucking life out of me. And it was just flowing. And it was like God was pouring in His love from the throne of heaven into my heart, because my heart is already full of His love because He redeemed me and loves me every day, and flowing through my heart, and they were just pulling it from me and seeing their faces, you know, to think that Jesus, the Son of God, through the Holy Spirit on earth, seeks out to save the broken and the lost. It says He didn't come for the healthy, but He came for the sick. He didn't come for the righteous, but for sinners. And, you know, these women have done terrible things. I'm sure some of them have actually murdered people. And Jesus sends us in as His ambassadors to extend His hand of mercy and forgiveness. They have the opportunity to reject it. Nevertheless, God seeks them out. He goes to draw them to him. And it was just so powerful because out of a group of, like I said, 75 to 100 women, man, when I was sharing, you could see the emotion. Whoo, I'm getting emotional just thinking about it. You could see the emotion on their faces. I was talking to them about the love of God and how he was their father and how he was offering them forgiveness and the ability to live a different kind of life, to be born again and get a new heart with new desires where they didn't have to go through the rest of their life wanting to do terrible things and knowing they were wrong and not being able to stop and being baptized in the Holy Spirit to be given a new heart and a new nature and new desires that are in line with what God wants and loving the things that God loves and hating the things that God hates, the true conversion, born again experience, not religion, not theology, but being born again. And these women, these hardened women, you know, their faces, it was like so beautiful and so overwhelming and just another reminder of my story of how God found me in the midst of my contempt and hatred and rebellion. And he poured his love and his grace on me to soften my heart. The fact that I was even willing to come to a Christian program is just blows my mind. It's so supernatural. I was so hard. I was into witchcraft. And I was raised in a dysfunctional home with a dad who was an addict and mentally ill and took us to church and then beat us and abused us because he too was tormented and never really got free. He was doing the best that he could, but it damaged me and it damaged my perspective of God. And I hated God. Like, and then I went through a whole atheist stage where I didn't believe in God, but it's interesting because deep down inside, you can't have hatred for someone that you don't believe in. Like, people don't hate Santa Claus, you know what I mean? And the Easter Bunny. You know, to say I was an atheist, but to have this deep hatred and for God to not give up on me and save me the night I shot myself and then, like, chase me down or just really follow me and put me in a position in jail and at Marysong to come to know him and soften my heart to receive him and give me the grace to and mercy to receive him. It's overwhelming because I know that I didn't deserve it and none of us deserve it. And the fact that he's stuck it out with me all these years and caused me to love him, to reveal himself to me. When Christ reveals himself to you, you cannot help but love him. You cannot help but let go of things that hurt his heart because they hurt your heart. And you know, the fact that he gives us a heart to want to be holy and to, man, it's intense. So anyways, so I had that experience and I really just wanted to share that because I think a lot of people feel like they're too far gone and they've done too many bad things and, you know, they've given up on God or they're angry at God or they're confused and think on the flip side of that, that they can just do whatever they want and that God's going to forgive them. The reality is God's merciful, but he's also just. And when we're, you know, we have a call to walk after Christ and to allow him to sanctify us, not just keep doing the same thing. And really, because at the end of the day, it's a powerless, carnal life where you just look like everyone else. And you don't get to experience walking on water, you know what I mean? And it brings glory to God when people who were outcast in just impossible situations by his grace begin to manifest the fruit of the Spirit. It's a testimony of the power and love and glory of God. And that's why we were created. And I love this scripture in Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. I was reminded of that when I was determining what I wanted to share with you guys today. And it's, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. And ultimately, this is about Christ. But as Christians, we become little Christ, and he anoints us in the Holy Spirit to release the kingdom of God into our world and into the people around us, and it has an effect, and you become a testimony. It's really not your testimony. It's the testimony of Jesus in your life. It's a spirit of prophecy, and when you share it, you're prophesying over people. You're prophesying miracle signs and wonders. You're prophesying it's not too late. You're prophesying he's able. You're prophesying he's the Son of God. It's just intense. So he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness from the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. And they will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. So he does that in us, and then we become a planting of the Lord, and we display his splendor. We're anointed in the Holy Spirit. We begin to prophesy and speak the word over people and give. It's so powerful. The word of God is living and active and sharper than a two-edged sword. And it begins to cut away the humanity off of us, the lies, the things we've believed about God and ourselves, and frees us. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom. The Holy Spirit begins to sanctify us. And man, I was straight crazy. I mean, that's just reality. I really, 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 really was. I've been crazy. I was crazy my whole life. I was a cutter. I wanted to die. I shot myself, OD'd quite a few times, was on drugs, did crazy self-destructive stuff. Like, I can't even deal with some of the stuff that I did and the things I said, the things that I believed. I used to think that I was part alien and, just bizarre, weird stuff because I just was insane. I was on drugs and opened myself up to all kind of spiritual things in the witchcraft that I did, but Jesus. It's been 12 years almost. December 7th makes 12 years since I was born again. Never got high again. Never smoked another cigarette. Never went back. It's crazy. Supernatural, supernatural, supernatural. So I just want to encourage you. God created us to live in a body, to be part of a body, and that was one of the significant things that really contributed to the longevity of me, like continuing with the Lord. He gave me a hunger for his word, baptized me in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, which opens up a portal to heaven. You begin to pray the will of God in your life. You're communicating with God. It's a supernatural experience. You open yourself up to movement and change in your life. I'm in a Holy Spirit filled church with a body of believers that have become my family. We love the Lord. We're doing life together. We're on the same path out of one kingdom and into another. A lot of people try to do rogue Christianity because they really don't want to submit underneath authority, but really God called us to submit. And in doing so, you experience freedom because you may be hedged in, but you have a wide open field of it's a safe place and a place of joy and a place of growth. And even through your struggles, Christ is there. He's there by his spirit. He's there in his word, and he's there through the body. And, it's really caused me to be a stable, God-loving, joyful, nice person. Like, I'm not nice all the time, but like, he made me sweet. And I was not. I was melancholy and I was negative and depressed and sad and suicidal and angry and just distraught and chaotic and, fearful at times, just crazy. Like, I'm talking to you right now and I'm looking across my office and I have this picture of me from the past. It's actually four different versions of me, all bad. Black and white, making all these different phases in my life. And, I look at it and I'm just like, wow, I have those marks on me from my past, those scars of when I did things to myself. And I see them and I know that it really happened, that was my life, but it's like a whole different person. To be happy, to laugh, to be joyful, to be childlike, to not let fear bind me up and cause me to run, you know? It's so profound. It's such a good life. I just want to encourage you. You know, let's just pray right now together. I always want to give people the opportunity to just open your heart to ask Christ in. It's really a sacred and just beautiful experience. It's not about types and words and a procedure. It's just about, man, I'm just messed up. I can't do this anymore. I don't know what to do. I don't even know if you're real, God. I need help. I'm broken. I feel hopeless. All these different things. I'm afraid. And you just come to the end of yourself and you really get serious with God and just literally open your heart and say, Jesus, please, I need you. Forgive me. I open my heart to you and I just ask you to come in and take possession of me, Lord. I receive your forgiveness. Your word says that you came to this earth and died in my place so that I could be free and be made whole, no longer bound to my sin nature, but a child of God, a new creation in Christ. And God, I receive the gift that you died to give me, God. And I ask you to fill me with your spirit and give me a hunger for your word, Lord, and lead me to a gospel-centered church, Father God, where I can be hedged in and discipled and walk with you and have a new family and a new life. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that in you I'm a new creation. All things, old things have passed away. All my guilt and shame are on that cross with you. And I thank you in you that I'm a new creation and I have a new life and I'm your child. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And I just want to encourage you, if you've prayed that prayer, that you really do find a church, that you start to read your Bible, you put worship music on, you turn all that secular garbage music off, you turn on worship music, and get baptized, and get connected. And if you have serious drug problems or like major trauma, that you get help, that you go into a place. Mary Song's amazing. It's a closed program. You're here 6 months to a year and longer. It's better to stay longer where you can really get a fresh, clean start, be discipled, be raised up in the way you should go, be made new, have fellowship, have counsel, have support, and you come out of that other life where you can come and have a fresh, clean start. If you can do that, if you're a woman and you can do that, marysong.net, fill out the application, we call you back. If not, another place in your area. If not that, counseling, do something. Don't keep waiting. It's never too late to start over. God's word says he has a good plan for you, a plan to prosper you and not to harm you, plans for hope and a future. And I can testify to you that it is the absolute truth. He's done it in me and many, 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 many other women that are absolutely walking miracles, that have amazing life, that have been restored to their children and their families and given a new, fresh, clean slate from the ages of 18 to 60-something. There's a bunch of us, and he wants to do that in you. So I just pray that you would take that step and let God meet you where you are. And I just hope that's blessed you. And I just want to say, God bless, and we're here for you if you need a talk. Okay, bye-bye.
I am redeemed.
I've been set free, and he who the Son sets free is free indeed.
Now I have hope in the future.
I'm a child of God.
I'm loved.
I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am more than a conqueror by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony.